Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, the international
call.
It is
the time for the internet. Interface complete.
Yeah, all right, check this out, people, because I almost didn't have a show. If y'all got a little reminder and all that shit was blah, 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 then, yeah. But if you received it, I should have flipped the script, so, you know what I'm saying? It should be something there now, you know what I'm saying? It should say Scandalous Biatch Saturday. That's what this is, man. Right here live on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big for y'all, man. I'm roasted, toasted, you know what I'm saying? Tired, but, you know, still here live like a wife. You know what I'm saying? Doing what I do for you and the rest of the world. Big ups to Florida UFOs, man. Jamie Havocon, adding him as a friend. All right. That makes 201. We had 201 people. That's what I'm talking about. 201 people checking this thing on out. You know what I'm saying? Loving it. And, yeah, that's how we do it, man. So, today, I'm going to start it off with a couple of songs. And then, as promised, I'm giving you a full hour of nutty news. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into the nutty news. And a couple of songs. And then I'll be right back at you. You know what I'm saying? Live right here on the Starship Smelly Pride.
You was moving slow while you grooving.
supervisor Smitty, what you got to say about this?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you can get it, girl.
Yeah,
you can get it.
happening? This your boy Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug, I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah.
Emergency power engaged.
Rock Walla with another one. Ashwood with another one. Shit. I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want. But sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, because you could lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey, oh, hey, oh, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Hey, bartender, give me another cup. No Cassie, roll solo, gotta get sober, driving is a no-go, like a rock star, that's how I'm partying, party usually like I stay this way until the party ends, you feeling good, yeah buddy, I'm not, that's a few things that can ruin my night, somebody filling my liquor while I'm vibing, suckers fighting, while a DJ riding, T-Pain a nigga, shouting, chopped and screwed me, lead a club, hit the road and catch a drink.
Special shout out to my boy Jit Cam, Young Dread,
giving special shout out to the solo boys, ILG new stash shit, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Boy, DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good, we'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the game, entertaining, we'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Shook City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith, bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the game, entertainment, all that support, we out of here.
Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl.
Oh, shit, nigga feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't show you no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
By the way, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me 'cause they niggas. wanna take me. You know I turn them on, you know me in a song. I don't take no ass, I left it for cash. I don't take no ass, I left it for cash. I don't take no ass, I left it for cash. I don't take no ass, I left it for cash. Like money when I walk a lot to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit off a pillow. Yeah, I peeked the way he been looking at me, shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the waist. So what's up, daddy? How many stacks you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard.
DJ Rankin in the mix, motherfucker.
I'm on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
DJ Chrissy MC in the mix, motherfucker. This is the old school remix. This is the old school remix.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Mama,
following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Okay, baby, we're going to do something a little different, you know, on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? No, that top of the hour, normally we do the nothing news of the day, but since yesterday had to, you only got a few minutes, sir, I did say I would start the day off. So, all right. Uh-oh. Right in my nether land. Oh, let me bring your fish with you. Bring in the fish. You know what I'm saying? The Olon Akar Abanchi. Did I say that right? Olon Akar Abanchi.
I don't think so.
I mean, yeah, I don't. It's a fish, goddammit. It's a fish. That's what I'm talking about, people. It's a fish. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? A fish, goddammit. A fish. Hey, welcome to the show, my brother. Let me introduce you real quick, man. This is the international player of all players, international weed king, many other names that only the ladies can call him that. All righty then. And I'm talking about Netherlands' own Mr. Mofo himself, motherfucking side night in the building.
Wait up, Queen Boston by.
Where the f*** is you at?
Outside. It's been 80 degrees out today. So,
yeah.
It's been nice.
Man, you talking 80 degrees, bro. It was so hot last night. I mean, it's, 86 right now? I mean, the humidity was up so high. I mean, like, the women was about to take their shirts off, boy.
Yeah.
Are you complaining?
No, you know I don't want to complain. I'll take my shirts off with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, go on and knock yourself. Ah.
I got my hat on. I got it down real low.
So what we're going to do, man, we're going to get off into this nutty news early. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, hit you up with a couple of these here, man. We can get this thing started early. And then, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, I read those first. All right. Yeah, we got a lot of news cover. So it's cool. Shouts out to Jamie Havocar, Florida UFOs out there. Doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? She representing. And Miss Heavenly Angel, I know she's somewhere around here. If I speak her up, she'll come through. So I'm speaking up. And see if she's going to roll through. Shouts out to my homeboy, Tsunami. He didn't come through to work last night, but it's all good. I'm going to hold it down. Yeah, he ain't bring his ass to work last night. It's all good, homie. Come on in. Play hooky. What do y'all call that when somebody's fucking off? What y'all call that? What do you call it?
In Dutch?
Yeah.
Lambola?
Lamboa?
Lambola.
Lamboa.
Those people that don't care, you can make appointments with them all you want, but they don't show up or hours late or stuff like that. Those kind of people. Yeah.
Called Alex Jackson when he come in here and say, "Hey, Lamboa." You're late. Oh, that's Prophet Jackal. Kind of scared me then. I was like, oh. Thought that was Alex. Shouts out to the Jackal, man. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Hey, Jackal, I listened to your show, too. I listened to your show on Tenacity Radio. You know what I'm saying? With what the brother name is?
Senile.
James Greer. I think that's the guy's show. What show was that?
I don't know.
I forgot the guy's show, but that's what's up. It got all the way to the point where he said he leaving goddamn Blog Talk Radio. How about that? How much of the show did I listen to?
Jeremiah Greer.
How much did I listen to? I listened to the whole, yeah, there you go, Jeremiah Greer, yeah. He had a 3-hour show, which that's really why I like Tenacity Radio too, you know what I'm saying? Because I think I've graduated into a 3-hour show, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna pay no motherfucking $100 a month, you know, to pay for no premium. And then I ain't getting no money back, you know what I'm saying? Hell no. bitch.
That was actually Jeremiah's show. You should check out the Jackal show. He has a show for himself on there. It's on tonight, so he might drop the info in the chat room.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing about me in nighttime is, you know what I'm saying? I work at night, so it's kind of...
Well,
the only
sure
time I get some free time.
I'm sure there is an archive to check out somewhere. So it starts.
Well, no,
at
that's
10,
yeah, that's how I checked
PM
out the. Yeah, that's how I checked out the last one was through the archive, and that's how I, you know what I'm saying, end up hearing it. That was cool though. He do a you know, pretty all right show. He needs some background music in the back. I would say that. I mean, I like his commentary, Jeremiah. You know what I'm saying? He needs some. I don't know. Porn music. Shit. Can't go wrong with porn music. You know what I'm saying? Can't go wrong with porn music.
Well, it might for a Sunday show. It sounds like a great idea to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's Sunday too. So that's, you know, it's a day off. And for me, that is, you know what I'm saying? I don't work on Sundays. So. That'll be what's up. That'll be what's up. See, I'll look out for that in the future, man. TenacityRadio.com. Check that out, you know what I'm saying, for another online streaming radio station in the making. You know what I'm saying? About to be a new hot network, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. You can check out a couple of shows already on there, and a lot more shows to come. So look out for that.
I'll see you there.
Yeah. I like the setup though. It's real. The quality, phone quality is like, damn.
Yeah, sounds a lot better than Block Talk. That's for sure.
Hell yeah! I'm like, damn. Shit sounded HD on the phone. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. You got a HD phone? How you do that?
Well, the audio name is actually cooler than the video name. High Fidelity. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody be trying to short it. All right. Here we go. We're over here in Lansing, Michigan. Like I say, people, this is Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, tree lovers, all you tree lovers out there, or tree huggers, that's what they call them. People who love trees, they call them tree huggers. So a person say, yeah, I'm a tree hugger. You know, you like trees, you know what I'm saying? So, tree lovers' idea for vanity plate, yeah, is offensive. Go ahead. A tree lover wanted to honor Michigan State Tree with license plates bearing its Latin name, had his plans nixed for the fear the tags could cause offense. Sierra Club forestry expert Marvin Robertson had hoped for... Oh, man. He had hoped for pinus vanity plates. Spell P-I-N-U-S, which any dumbass American is definitely going to say penis. It's not going to say pinus. No, that is definitely too close for comfort. I would be thinking, yeah, he has penis on his tag also. Sorry, brother. That's not going to fly. The pinus vanity plates representing the white pine, whose Latin name is Pinus strobus. The Department of State, excuse me, the Department of State panel that vets vanity plate request has voiced concern that the name could be confused with a word for the male sexual organ. Right. You're going to stop making scooters because it's got the word cooter in it? You know what I mean? What the fuck is that all about? That? All right, people, keep this shit moving. And then warning, fair warning, this is the Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? Just to let you know. Wow. Crazy. Charlie Sheen, crackhead. Yeah. In Grand Junction, Colorado, faces an uncommon jail. What? If, as expected, Charlie Sheen serves jail time in the wealthy enclave of Aspen, Colorado, he will live where the floors are carpeted. The cells look like college dormitories, and hot meals are brought in from a hospital. No, this isn't Hollywood, people. There are no cells stacked one on top of the other, no loud noise from raucous inmates, or hard time discipline sent down by a mean-spirited staff. Because this is Pitkin County Jail, where the inmates of Aspen are held.
Ah, that's not right.
That is past not right. And we will be having to give up some early awards to the hospital itself. Yeah, not the prisoners, because, hey, you guys are already locked up. But for the hospital that's taking care of you guys, it's like
lying,
that.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. That's fucked up. I mean, not even to the point where now they got cell phones, you know what I'm saying, in prison. I mean, what is the point? They got Lil Wayne in prison, so-called prison. But shit, they bringing in all kind of contraband. They bringing in weed, guards and shit, bringing them house food and all that. Man, come the fuck on, man. Alright, what the fuck up?
Well, if you go to jail, do the same time as everybody else, and then not
for
all
real?
Of them.
I mean, what the, man, that's bullshit.
It's okay
if you got money.
It's okay that you keep those people separate, but don't give them all those privileges.
Right. And carpets, definitely. Carpet in the goddamn room, come on, man. But that's, I read that probably about 2 months ago, the prison that they had, where the inmate can walk, got their own door and shit. They can walk outside into to the rec yard whenever they want. They got a little TV, their own bathroom, a little desk and shit with a chair. They look like a little college dormitory. So it leads to the question of, you know what I'm saying, why wouldn't you want to go to prison? You feel me? Not why wouldn't you want to go to prison? Shit, you're living better in prison than you is on the outside.
Well, if you have money like that, I wouldn't bother going in for a few months.
Yeah, shit, it's a vacation. Shit. Well, I'm living in carpet. I'm getting hospital food. It's the best fucking food on the planet, depending on the hospital, that is.
Yeah, but workout room, only thing missing is a pool. Maybe they even have a pool.
Oh, right. Y'all wouldn't, man, don't even say that. Because they probably got whirlpools in their bathroom and shit. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? They got whirlpools and shit.
Where can I sign up?
Damn. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, we're taking registrations for prison, for jail, for the Pitkin County Jail. If you'd like to sign up for admission, we're all booked up. We don't have room for real criminals.
Hey, if they sell a room for 50 bucks a night, people will come.
Yeah, shit. I know I was staying 50 bucks. I've been to jail for free. My money back.
But that one didn't look like that one.
Hell no.
Did you have cars?
Hell no, nah, man. In the booking area, shit, yeah, you got carpet. You get your ass booked in. After that, that's the last you're going to see anything. Straight hard floors and checkered floors. That's all your ass going to see. A wooden door.
And wooden benches.
A bed made out of sand. You sleep on a sandbag with a sheet. And wool blanket. And it's two of you to a cell. So come on, go to jail down here in Orient Road Jail. Oh, yeah, they got a place for you. And they're going to charge you $25 when you come in to get booked.
Wait, what? They charge?
Yes, brother. You get
what?
Charged $25 to go to jail here in Tampa, Florida. Oh, yes.
And you get a fine on top of that?
Oh, yes. That is their per diem charge. That has nothing to do with what the hell you was charged with. When you come into their doors, if you came in their jail with $25 on you, your ass leaving with zero.
You gotta be kidding. And if you come in with zero, you go with minus.
Well, then you just owe. You just like me, you owe. I've been owing their ass for like 2-3 years. I owe their ass $20 for over 3 years. And then when I went to jail for videotaping police, oh yeah, I fucked around and had $63 on me. Came out to jail with $13 damn.
That's sick.
$13 fucking, people. Yeah. So you can come on around here and act like a... Oh, man. Oh, they said he got a kissing booth set up in prison for Lil Wayne. Ah, man, he's kissing his way off of good behavior. I'm sorry, people. It's just one of those Lil Wayne jokes. Little Stain is what I call him. All right. Portland, Oregon. Cop asked to leave vegan coffee shop. Wow. You can tell police, get the fuck out of here. Get out of my coffee shop. There's no donuts here. Get the hell out of here. Oh. James Crooker. Yeah. Okay. 36, a 2-year veteran of the force, entered the Red and Black Cafe and bought a cup of coffee before a customer approached him and said she appreciated his efforts. Okay. That's when John Langley, one of the co-owners of the collectively managed shop, approached the cop and asked him to leave. Okay. The coffee shop attracts homeless individuals and activists. I don't get that.
That doesn't sound like good business.
I mean, what the fuck? He just sitting there and because a customer come up to him?
Yeah,
and appreciating them. What the fuck is that?
They should be able to go in there. Most shops would like it if a cop comes around every now and then.
I'm saying, but he's just sitting there, though. What right does he have to come and tell him to leave? You know what I'm saying? You need to be telling your patrons, don't come over here and talk to me, if anything.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You feel me? You violating my privacy right now. What are you talking about? But... I only had a lot of balls for coming over there and saying that to a cop, so hey. I wish I could have said it. Hey you, get your pig ass out of here. Get out of here, pig. We don't serve pork here. This is a vegan coffee shop, not a meat market.
And do you say that before or after you go running?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're standing behind the counter and shit like, hey. Now I was talking to the guy behind you, cop. You can look behind him. Ain't nobody behind him. My bad.
He just left.
Oh, wait a minute. Any time for my break? I think it's time for my break. Let me go on break. I'm out of here. Let's go keep it nutty, people. Minneapolis. City mows prairie grass and bills owner $140.
Damn.
Just for some grass cutting. Jeez. A Minneapolis man says the city mowed down the prairie grass he spent 3 years cultivating and stuck him with the $140 bill for the job. Environmentally conscious Michael Angel said he planted the prairie grass 3 years ago as a no water, no mow alternative to his previous lawn, and the city sent him a notice May 17th informing him the seed stalks that sprouted a few weeks ago and the length of the grass are more than 8 inches. Which, yeah, duh, who the fuck want to see that in your front yard? People just got to be assholes, man. I mean, come on now. Would you want to walk out your front door and see 8 inches of fucking prairie grass next door?
No, I wouldn't complain about it, but that's another thing. But why didn't he just cut the grass when he got a notice?
Yeah, I'm saying 8 inches though. That's some high grass now.
That's high grass, yeah.
That's some high grass. That's all I'm saying is you don't know what the hell's hiding in the grass. You have snakes and everything else in the grass. All right. What the fuck ever, man. Keep doing your thing, man. All right, MIA, let's go ahead. Shouts out to Pastor V coming on the show yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out. Dark Yoda. Down here in Miami, Florida, where a child falls from 17th floor of hotel. Wow. And people, hold on to your naps for this one. Palm tree fronds may have saved the life of a 4-year-old boy who fell from a 17th floor balcony at the DoubleTree Grand Hotel. How in the first off did he get, you know what I'm saying, even get over to the over the balcony? Because the little rails are too skinny for him to slide through, I would think.
Yeah, and what were the parents doing at that time?
The boy, whose name was not released by authorities, somehow climbed over a covered balcony railing, bounced off a palm tree, and safely landed on the dirt surface of an area surrounding the hotel's 10th floor pool. Yes, it's definitely a miracle. He doesn't
Fair
appear
enough.
To have broken a bone.
Very
Damn.
Lucky.
Huh?
Very, very Damn. Lucky. 17 stories?
Yeah, he blessed. He blessed. Well, you passed blessed, but I... Give me a word for your survival. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is crazy right there. 17 floors, man. Man. My uncle, he fell 17 floors, 14 flights, and shit, he fucked around, lost his kidney and a whole bunch of other shit.
Hey, hey, hey.
Damn. Well, the Lord does look out for his own, you know what I'm saying? And that's just an innocent victim. But yeah, it should be asked what the fuck was the parents at on that one, you know what I'm saying? Man, that's crazy.
Well,
all right,
close the door or pay attention to what he's doing. Come on.
Oh, something. I mean, the way he, I'm just saying, even here in my complex, you know what I'm saying, where I stay at, I got a balcony, but I mean, unless you're a little, like a 2-3-year-old, yeah, you might be able to slide through the bars, you know what I'm saying, but at a hotel, they purposely do that because they know children and stuff like that, so there's no, I don't know, a 4-year-old, I can say he can reach it. I can say that's possible to reach. You know what I'm saying? We thinking 4-year-olds 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? You know, a motherfucker 4-year-old nowadays, they walking at they fully walking at a year old. You know what I'm saying? I mean fully, like running and shit. So by 2, then they're talking. So 3 and 4, they already. You know what I'm saying? They already on that. Yeah. So I can see that, but if you know that as a parent and you know that this little, you know what I'm saying, little boy gets into this and gets into that, I mean, man, I probably would never stay on no motherfucking nothing over two floors again though. Till his ass got 10 years old, shit. No, sir, he has a problem getting out, so I need the first floor. Yeah. Fall out that, motherfucker. Fall out that.
I wouldn't have done that in the first place. 17 stories up with a 4-year-old kid.
Man, that's crazy. All right, people. Go ahead and get your applause ready. We're over here in Detroit, Michigan, where pot legalization is on November ballot in Detroit. Oh.
Nice.
That was all the one.
Where is that at? Detroit,
Michigan. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right,
that's at the tip. Yeah, so if it's that's at the tip, and we're at the ass end. So you got from Florida to Detroit, they have what is called the Black Belt. You know what I'm saying? Which is used to be the old slave ship route. You know what I'm saying? From Florida to and it ended in Detroit, Michigan. You know, a little history. You know what I'm saying? So technically, if the shit becomes legal in Detroit, it's going to have to trickle down.
That boot's going to open again.
What's that?
If that bill passes, that route is going open again.
Oh, shit. The route ain't never been closed. See, shit. Slavery ain't motherfucking stopped. Slavery been going on since slavery ever been concocted. Not just physical, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers and mental slavery and everything else nowadays, you know, got themselves enslaved and shit.
Now it has nothing to do with slavery. It's just a bunch of people from Florida going to Detroit to get some weed.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, get on a speedboat. Catch that bitch all the way around the curve and shit, yeah. The movement to legalize marijuana in Detroit appears to be ready for a decision by voters. That's what I'm talking about. If it's left up to the voters, it's get in there. If you leave it up to the council, it's get out of there. Because they're not potheads. Well, they are, but then they don't want to share with the rest of the world. I got a lot of words just then. Ready for a decision by voters in November after petitions were certified by the Detroit Elections Commission. The initiative would legalize possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana for personal use. The petitions were filed by the Coalition for a Safer Detroit last month with City Clerk Janice Winfrey. I need to call her. Because we need to see how the hell we can get that same petition going on down here. Because if we get motherfucking...
You finally seem to get it, so I hope that passes and the rest of the states will follow as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because, this took way too long for you
to finally realize. But you got to understand that, which, you know, I would think they would do that, because now they done passed this goddamn... fake ass immigration law, so all they finna do is do a sweep on fucking Mexicans and fill up the fucking prisons off of them. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about putting foreign people in the prisons and jails, they don't have bail money. They're not gonna bond out. Huh? And it ain't no fucking, it ain't no Mexican guard, so it ain't all that, fuck all that translation shit. You rather wait a week to goddamn get a translator up in here just to talk to your ass.
So it actually only costs you money to lock those people up.
Right, but they made the state makes $225 a day off of each person that they incarcerate. Yeah, do those statistics. Add that up, $225 a day per person. No matter if you came in there for open bottle container, you know what I'm saying, open container, a blunt. Or a murder, you know what I'm saying? All the way across the board, $225 a day. That's what they get. Each state gets. Well, that's what state of Florida gets. I don't know what other states get. But, and it might have went up. I know the last time I checked, it was $225. So, that's where you need to be investing your money at, people. Into the prisons and into the jailhouses. Yeah. All right. Let's go over here to Columbia, South Carolina, South Kakalaki, where state senator calls rival Obama a raghead. Okay, what the fuck is that supposed to be? An Al-Qaeda joke or something? I don't see how that's damaging here in the States. Now going to Saudi Arabia and saying, "Hey, you raghead," okay, yeah, you might get a different response. But here, all right, a South Carolina lawmaker called a Republican gubernatorial candidate of Indian descent. Oh, okay, a raghead. Yeah, saying we have one in the White House We don't need one in the governor's mansion. Damn, that sounds racist. Republican State Senator Jake Dott later apologized for the slur, saying the remarks about President Barack Obama and State Representative Nikki Haley were meant as a joke. Haley, born in Bamberg, South Carolina, is the daughter of immigrants from India.
What the hell?
See, this is the thing about people and their racism. I mean, you need to understand who the hell you even pick talking about. Motherfuckers in India don't even have rags on their head.
And be a little
you
bit
know, the,
more careful
the
with
males,
your joke.
You feel me? Yeah, like, what?
How do you dare to call that a joke?
Well, that's... man, I got two fingers in the air when I'm doing this now, in quotations. That's their way of joking. Yeah. Bug hell. Man, shit. Get the hell out of here with them damn side racist jokes, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not going to just be prone to that type shit. Hey, raghead. Yeah, all right.
No, what?
Well, yeah. I really wasn't, because I was kind of being lazy on that, but... yeah, we'll give you the Chevy Chase Award. How about that? Give him the Chevy Chase Award. Yeah, you get the Chevy Chase Award. Here you go, brother.
She's lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Nice.
That's appropriate. That's appropriate.
Pretty
he
much.
Is a fat ass. You fat ass. All senators are fat. I'm surprised Obama even was damn made president, because, you know what I'm saying, most of the senators are fat. The fat ass sitting on the ass all day writing no laws and shit. But, yeah, it's all good. Not gonna.
Well, it was the obvious choice. Who's the other guy? McCain? Isn't he in a wheelchair by now?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what kind of special souped-up space oxygen they got him on, but he's still sucking up somebody's air around here for some reason. But hey, yeah, I could really see him being the other president. Man, couldn't even lift his arms up, looking like goddamn Adolf Hitler and shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Every time he tried to wave,
he died of an heart attack by now.
Oh man, I'm like, why? Why isn't it an age requirement for the presidency? If that's supposed to be such a high-stress job, you know what I'm saying? Why would you put somebody over 75 in that motherfucker? Really, if you're over 55, you shouldn't even be able to be the president.
I don't know. It's the land of the free, and putting restrictions on things is not really something that you would do in the land of the free. But yeah,
and
they
free
put
what?
Restrictions
free
on
what?
Every other thing. Yeah, that's just... it's just a saying, the land of the free. That's years ago.
It's the home of the brave, goddammit. You're braver than a motherfucker to stay here, shit. And lose your freedom. Around, go be like Singapore in this motherfucker in a minute. Bitches already talking about you can't dump ashes out your car. That's a ticket. Pretty soon, spitting, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be, well, I don't give a fuck about all that. When you come at me with that dumb shit, your ass going to get you issued. You know what I'm saying? For every action, there's going to be an opposite equal reaction now. So you start playing with people's simple freedoms, you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to simply get what's coming to you. But passing the marijuana law, you know what I'm saying, would release a lot, and I mean a lot of people out of jail and prison. And I mean a lot of people. So with all them, you know, flood of people back on the streets, you know what I'm saying, they're going to have a bunch of empty cells. Now, it still costs, you know what I'm saying, in order to run the prison system. You know what I'm saying? So they got to fill themselves back up. What are they going to do?
Over here, it actually costs more to put people in jail than to let them go. So if they have a chance to let people go, they take that route.
Not down here, shit. Your ass get, what the hell is that? Your ass get, whatchamacallit, you know, still a candy bar. Like I say, they going to charge your ass $25
What you looking at?
What the fuck is this?
That's not me.
Hey, this nigga look like R. Smelly.
R. Smelly?
Yeah. He got a white hood on.
Then he shakes up his hands. He does that on camera every time, and then he shakes up his hand, and you got people looking, huh? Some dumb motherfuckers even start calling him back, white power, and then they see his hand.
Oh, yeah, that shit too crazy now. It's just he's sitting there with a white hood on that. The rest of his body is, you know what I'm saying, you see black and shit. Like, what the hell no. Nah. We taking the white girls back. He thought you could have the white girls. How about I give you the white guys? Ah, oh, man. These guys on the hood is made from underwear. Hell no. Let's get our white women back, bro. White power. No fucking way. All right. Hey, Disco Sean. Shout out to Disco Sean 21. Go to youtube.com/DiscoSean. That's DiscoSean 21. And, yeah, man, I'm giving you a little help, brother. Go on and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Brother got over 123,000 goddamn views since a month ago. God damn.
That's nice. 23,000. You should put in some commercials.
Damn. Yeah, but then the one he did a year ago, he only got 156,000. And he just put I'll send that out. I keep watching that shit, 'cause that's some funny shit. White power. That was like when Dave Chappelle did his little. Did you see that episode?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm sorry, but I can't repeat you there. You are allowed to do it, but I really can't.
Oh, naggers! Naggers! White power! Oh, man. Hey, Si, one thing about this show, bro, is I don't see none of that shit. I wouldn't give a damn if somebody called in here and said, nigga.
They actually
understand.
Do.
Well,
they
yeah, they do.
Do.
So,
that's annoying.
So, hey, man, everybody's, if you feel comfortable saying it, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about life, man. If you feel comfortable, fuck it, run it. It ain't going to make me feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? All right. That's your invitation, brother. That's your invitation.
Who was that comedian that said there's only one situation that a white guy can call somebody a nigger?
It
was between 4 and 5 in the morning. He had to piss on you and all that. Who was that again?
I know
Jekyll knows this. He knows this.
Damn, I need to see that one. But I was just saying, that's like South Park. the white dude on there. He was like, well, you know, the student called me a nigga. So I called him a nigga. No. See, I didn't say the racial word. I didn't say nigger. I said nigga. Oh man, when I actually seen, and the funniest part is when you watch the South Park version, and then you actually see the real YouTube story. It's the actual YouTube of the guy explaining, you know what I'm saying? Trying to actually explain it. Trying to explain himself why he actually used the word. You know what I'm saying? That's too funny. Anyway, keep it moving, people. Got a little derailed. Oh yeah, nigga moment. That was funny. There you go. Teacher calls student a nigga. There you go. That ain't no fucking derogatory. Hey, Alex Jax. You lumber. Lumba. La 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 lumba. Oh. Yeah, there you go. Your lumbi.
Lumbo.
Your lambo. shout out to Alex Jacks, Florida UFOs, Jamie Havocon, Prophet Jackal, and Mr. Sayed Knight. Up in here, man. We're doing this real big. Yeah, y'all click on that. Well, hold on. What did he say?
The teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then... Get away from the door, nigga. I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school district.
I ain't hating on the teacher. Fuck that. You call me a faggot, I'm going to call you a faggot. Call me a pussy, I'm going to call you a pussy. If you can't take it, don't dish it out. But
well,
he should have been more professional.
He is a professional. He should be
yeah.
professional as a teacher, you
yeah.
know. But it's not that bad. It's not like he really, really insulted the other guy.
Yeah, that you know, kid just took that all. He was a real pussy on that one. He was a real. Yeah.
Oh, I remember. It was Chris Rock, by the way, the comedian.
Oh, yeah, okay, here we go.
Then
Chris Rock.
If I can find that somewhere.
Beep, beep. Triple zeros. You up in here, man. You ain't got to keep pushing the button. Unless you want to get an award. No. All right, what's up, Skype caller? Unidentified flying caller? Now, what is that? UFC? Unidentified flying caller? Yeah, there we go. Double, triple zeros. You're live on the show. Hello, hello, hello.
Could that be Alex calling in? He was saying that he would get his Skype fixed to call in, but...
Oh. Yeah, well, it's not working there, brother. Lumbi.
Lumbo.
You lumbo.
I posted to YouTube. I posted the YouTube link to that part I meant.
I'm one of the baddest.
Oh yeah.
One of the best singers ever lived. One of the best looking motherfuckers too.
Hey.
Hold my drink, bitch. I'm on the Molly Show.
Oh, what is it, Lambi?
It's the Jackal, baby.
Oh shit, we got the Prophet up in here. I thought that's why it was some money being made, because the Prophet. Jackal is in the building. What's good, my brother?
Just chilling, now. Just chilling. Enjoying another good show with you in five now.
Oh, here we go, people. Here we go. Never say this shit again.
the one time white people could say nigga. Okay. If it's Christmas Eve, and it's between 4:30 and 4:49 in the morning, and you white, and you on your way to Toys R Us to get your kid the last Transformer doll, and right before you walk into Toys R Us, some black person runs up beside you, smacks you in the head with a brick, knocks you to the ground, stomps you in the face, take that, you crack ass motherfucker, take that, you crack ass motherfucker, take that, you crack ass motherfucker,
crack ass motherfucker,
river dances on your head, take that, you crack ass motherfucker, crack ass motherfucker, crack ass motherfucker.
This show is a little racist, people. Just to let you know.
And runs away. If you white at that moment, you can say, somebody stop that nigga!
Am I the only one that finds that funny?
That's hilarious.
I'm like, I love racism, man.
Did you ever see the Tupac Shakur Boulevard skit that he had on the show?
The who?
The Tupac Shakur Boulevard.
Tupac Shakur Boulevard?
Yeah, you never seen that shit? Oh, man, that's funny as hell. He went around, like, the whitest neighborhood in Connecticut, and he tried to get one of the neighborhoods changed to Tupac Shakur Boulevard. And you see, like, he started asking all these white people to, like, sign a petition. And they're all, like, flipping out and shit on him. And there was actually a few white folks that were like, yeah, I like Tupac. I mean, I renamed the Tupac Shakur Boulevard. But in between them, you had, like, a bunch of racist white people. It was funny as hell, man. You gotta check
what?
Hell, Tupac Shakur Boulevard by Chris Rock. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to find that one. Now you got me. Now you got to look. Kill the Messenger neighborhood. No. Chris Rock, less creative. How not to get your ass kicked? Yeah, he do some good stand up to me though. I mean, just to really, you know, put you into that mind frame of everything he talking about. He paints a picture real good, and I really like him. He pretty good.
Yeah, I posted a link in the chat room with the Tupac Shakur Boulevard, so you check it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm on here looking for it, too. Okay, that'll work.
Man, a lot of the comedians have come up now, like, they take off after Chris Rock. I mean, he's like Eddie Murphy was in the 80s, you know? He was in the 90s like that, and a lot of the comedians now, like, kind of taking up the shtick a little bit. Very funny dude stand-up, man. Even Dave Chappelle borrows a little from Chris Rock with a stand-up.
Yeah, with me, I think Dave came in with more illustrated storytelling, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He, you know what I'm saying? He needs the props and all that kind of stuff to really bring his point across to you. You know what I'm saying? He's real good at that. He tells some funny-ass shit now.
Oh, no, he's supposed to be one of the best comics out, period. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I don't think nobody going to top that goddamn R. Kelly pee on you. I don't know anybody ever. Yeah, dude, say, what the fuck are you doing?
I want to pee on your food.
I tell you that he stinks, his music stinks, and I'm not interested in having this boulevard's name changed to a piece of dirt. I
welcome to Howard Beach. You both got to ask that three times. Damn.
Are you familiar with Tupac? California. We're trying to change Crush Bay Boulevard to Tupac Shakur Boulevard.
I don't want to sign it. Sorry. And I like them. It's entertaining.
I like
like you. Tupac, I didn't care for.
Have you ever heard any of Tupac's music?
Oh man, strictly for my niggas. You got to do right down the street with death. I support Tupac Shakur Boulevard.
I thought it.
Damn. Oh.
Yeah, I was fine.
Damn, that is too funny, man. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people. To Heavenly Angel. Hey there, you lumba. You lumbo. I think it'd be funny if I call a person an oily ball than a lumbar. You know, hey, you oily ball. Like, did you just call me a confection piece of cake or something? No, I didn't say that. I didn't think you knew what I was talking about. My bad. And let me ask you something there, Mr. Jackal.
Go on,
what's up with Tenacious Radio, man? Give me the lowdown on that. Give me the spiel on that.
Well, man, they've been around for about a little bit under a month. They're doing their business on Shoutcast Radio. I don't know if you've ever been on Shoutcast. But with Shoutcast, you get that crystal clear studio sound that you heard. Unlike, you know, BTR, where you get that muddy sound. Clear sound, you know what I mean?
Now, is it set up with, like, a switch and everything, you know what I'm saying, like Blog Talk?
Yeah, you got your own little switchboard in Sam's itself, so you can go from deck one. Deck. It's like a virtual DJ machine, and you can set up the tracks you want to play on in there and stuff, and then you go to break and everything. It's really cool. It's like having a real switchboard that you would have access to, like, in the studio.
Cool. I heard him say, you know what I'm saying, like, about three or four different times during the show, you know what I'm saying, we're going to a break.
Yep.
And I'm looking for the music and shit, and I'm like, well, we're back. I'm like, fuck, we went. You know what I'm saying? Like, where do we go? I'm listening for the break music or something. So what does he play music in between or something? Or what is that?
Well, his show's a little different. He plays music sometimes, but not as much as I do. But my show, you'll be able to hear music throughout, like, you know, the breaks and stuff. He doesn't play music as much. His show is a little bit more, I guess, serious or topic related, you know, entertainment related. My show's more entertainment related, so.
Yeah. He painted a cool picture, though. I'd like to have a damn little mobile home he's sitting in and shit. That sounds hard than a bit. You know what I'm saying?
He's got that in the back of his crib. He's got a mobile home set up with, like, the studio in it. And
think about actually dragging that somewhere, you know what I'm saying, doing a remote show and then bringing people into the mobile home and, you know what I'm saying, interviews and shit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm you know, in front of the Capitol and shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if we get some politicians up in here and bring them live on the show.
Yeah,
because he seems like he's, you know, geared toward that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
the way
he wants to do now, the station, he wants to have topics that are, you know, political, entertainment-based, you know, stuff that is just the norm that you would listen to just on a regular basis. Not so much just paranormal stuff or just comedy stuff, you know. Have a little bit of everything, basically. So that'll be right up his alley, something like that.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. And what kind of time slots and stuff he got available?
Well, I don't know the exact time slot, but I know he's got a lot of stuff overnight. But I know you work overnight, so I know some over the morning probably better if you wanted to jump over there. But he's got everything from morning all the way to like the other, you know, around the clock. Because he's trying to do 24-hour broadcasts with all different hosts and stuff. So right now they got, I think, about 12 hours of the day covered for at least 5 or 6 days a week. So there's still a lot of like slots available. They're trying to get, you know, new hosts and stuff involved in the station.
And that's tenacityradio.com. Anybody want to check that out? You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And it's 6 shows on there right now, right?
Yep, 6 shows. And now they're doing shows several times a week. I'm doing 2 shows a week. I do one prime time and one overnight. So I get to like get a little bit more risque on the overnight, you know, open up a little bit more. Usually during the prime times, they try to keep it as clean as possible because they do follow FCC rules. We also have... during the daytime, we follow FCC rules, yeah. That's why I do my overnight shows. So I can go a little bit more out there and, you know, curse a little bit more and stuff.
So you said that, I'm like, oh, shit. I was just doing the, you know what I'm saying? I was just doing that on purpose, you know. I really got to do that. I was self-bleeping just to add some fun to the show. Yo, what the fuck is that?
Well, one cool thing about the station is they got ties with Ripley's, believe it or not, and they do a 24-hour broadcast every year right out of Ripley's, believe it or not. So that's going to bring a lot of publicity to that station, including Ripley's is thinking about doing their own talk show there. And if that goes through, that'll be huge because, you know, they're a really big name. So that whole
What would you be talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm saying, like, as far as Ripley's would go, because their show is basically, you know, we show you, you know what I'm saying? You got to kind of see the world's tallest woman and shit. They show most of the stuff. So what would they?
Yeah, no, but they'll for example, instead of shorter, they'll bring her on an interviewer. Or they'll do a remote
interview. Okay.
So you get to hear
an
interview with the world's tallest woman. I mean, you won't see her, but you'll see pictures on the web. You'll see little video snippets or whatever, but you'll get to actually, you know, hear her talk and do a full-on interview, for example. You know what I mean? So that's something you'll never forget to see on a TV show because you only are going to have like 5 minutes to actually view anything of this person on TV. Now you'll get an hour and a half long interview, which will be a lot more, you know, it'll be a lot more intimate for the listeners or the audience.
Hmm.
And they're real interested too. So, I mean, this station's gonna blow up, man. He's doing a good stuff. He's doing some good stuff on there, and he's really, really dedicated to it. You know what I mean? That's like what he wants for the rest of his life. So he's a little dedicated to making it work. It's good.
Yeah, that's a good move. Damn sure, good move. You know what I'm saying? Good move. All right, well, check this out, people. We got to keep wrapping this nutty news up. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep going around the world. And I mean the world. It's going over here to New York, where a man drove off highway and survived in ditch for 4 days. People just read the whole story before you try to figure it out. That's what I've learned. The headline is like, what is that? State police have found a New York City man alive just off the Taconic State Parkway more than 4 days after he vanished. Any New York people can tell me what the hell the Taconic State Parkway is?
Is anything like the Chronic?
Did you say the Chronic?
Is there what the Chronic is over there?
That's why he vanished. That motherfucker was high.
That's all. Case closed.
You know what I'm saying? A state trooper and an investigator found Thomas D. Wolpot Maru. What kind of name is that? God damn.
Puff? It. Chronic and Puff?
Hey. You know what I'm saying? This is all coming together. He found him in a ravine about 120 feet from his crashed BMW, dehydrated, suffering a serious back injury, and unable to walk. Wolpot Maru managed to crawl out of the car, which was stuck in a marshy area, He was calling out for help when the police found him.
Damn.
Well, after 4 days, you know, hey, if he was drunk driving, you wouldn't have fucking known. That's probably how he survived, off the alcohol. That was fucked up. Shit, I couldn't move. And we still in New York with 8,074 transit workers earned more than $100,000. That's a lot of money in New York generating around. But, yeah, they cost of living is higher than a motherfucker too, so $100,000 sounds like a lot, but shit. You got $1,000 a month rent, you know what I'm saying? Plus gas, plus shit. Your ass ain't, yeah. Another shocking report by See-Through NY reveals that 8,074 MTA employees earned $100,000 last year. 50 MTA employees earned more than $200,000 last year, and salaries are rising. This is at a time when the New York City and state are struggling with a gaping budget deficit and billions in debt. Meanwhile, the MTA is cutting costs by reducing service and may remove cars to save electricity. What? You just won't cut these people, cut the people pay down. But you'll take the damn transportation off the road instead of just cutting these people pay down.
They take care of their own first, and after that they look what's left for the others.
Yeah, that is fucked up. Yeah. All right, well, let's keep it moving, people. Let's keep it moving. Let's see. Let's get, this is German music. We got some German trance, plasma, techno rave.
Nice.
What the hell is all of that? Let's find out. That's your background music. Cripple Creek, Colorado. Too many C's for me. Triple C. That must be where Rick Ross from. Triple C, Cripple Creek, Colorado.
Officer Ricky.
Hell no, he talking all that gangster shit. We talk Carroll City Cartel. Ricky. Nah, motherfucker. That's for the Cripple Creek, Colorado. You, Cripple
officer,
Creek bandit. And, well, he was a security guard at the casino. How about that? Well, I had a badge.
I have a ice donuts with a badge on.
Oh, man. Well, we're in Cripple Creek where an $11 million slot jackpot, yeah, was a malfunction. Shitting me. Yeah. Marianne. No, probably didn't get it. That's what it looks like. Marianne and Jill McMahon thought their money troubles were over when they hit an $11 million jackpot at a Cripple Creek casino. Turns out they were wrong. Yeah. The Wildwood Casino blamed a slot machine malfunction for the $11 million jackpot. Still, the McMahons feel they deserve the jackpot and are feeling some mistrust with the gaming industry.
Yeah.
If you do hit a jackpot, are they going to come up with another story? It's a malfunction. You know it's not right. And this is all coming from Jim McMahon. That is fucked up.
Even if it is a malfunction, pay up. Come on.
Pay up. But that ain't got nothing to do with me. I put my money in this mother...
It's your slot machine. It's your malfunction. It's your mistake. Pay up.
Yep, here you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Fuck these people, man. That's some bullshit, though. If I y'all would have been reading about me in the headlines. man burns down the entire casino and causes more damage than the $11 million jackpot they should have given him.
Damn.
I bet he was already on the phone to his boss. Hey, yeah, I'm not coming to work tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. Honey, I love you. Tell the kids I love them, and I'm not coming home. Like, damn. Just go. He ain't even for sunshine. He ain't even leaving for sunshine. Wow. All right. Where do we leave off at? Yeah. I told you about, yeah, we did the McDonald's. Oh, hey, and let me just reiterate that, too. All you fast food McDonald's eaters out there, okay, I read this yesterday, but I'm going to read it again because you all need to definitely pay attention. This is all the Californians, well, shit, actually everywhere. McDonald's pulls $12 million toxic Shrek glasses. $12 million. So, yeah, all you guys out there going, you know, Shrek movie just released, or Shrek 3 is coming, is due out to be released. So, you know, kids want to, you know, have their little memorabilia and shit. Well, don't go to McDonald's grabbing that shit. Okay, cadmium has been discovered in the painted design on Shrek themed drinking glasses being sold nationwide at McDonald's, forcing the fast food company to recall 12 million of the cheap U.S.-made collectibles while dramatically expanding contamination concerns about the toxic metal beyond imported children's jewelry. Man, that's fucked up. That's so fucked
up. That's American-made stuff. It's not like imported from China or something.
That's what I'm saying. You would think, well, you know, the lead poisoning comes from China.
Right.
You know, so I guess we get enough poison from them already. You know what I'm saying? We can make our own poison. Why are we going to import poison? We can make our own poison. Yeah. Giving it right to your kids like fluoride in the water. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to America, folks.
Oh. Home
land
of
the free, yeah. Home of the dead.
Home of the dead. That's real. Oh, sorry, people. Did we say that? Oh, we did. Arizona GOP Governor Jan Brewer, yeah, the liar, is quickly backpedaling from her incorrect claim that her father died fighting the Nazi regime. Right. Even though we employed goddamn Hitler as a CIA agent. Oh, did I say that? Did I say that? We're taking all our white girls home. We're coming to get all the white chicks. What I said, hand power. You gotta say tan power, you know what I'm saying? Because you know the KKK put the first 250 up, you know what I'm saying, to get Obama in there. So that's not white power, it's not black power. Tan power. Fucking right. Get me a tan power t-shirt. Oh man, it's gonna have two hands in the air. One of them gonna have a fist, and the other one's gonna have the Hitler sign. You know, tan power. What's wrong with this guy? Oh man, my bad. Y'all I'm gonna put a backward swastika on it and shit. I got a pink SWAT sticker on the back and shit.
Give me power.
Ah, man.
Fabulous power.
I'm sorry, people. And the jackal makes it no worse. And Side Knight backing it up with his laughs. This is cesspool of funniness right here, people. Might not be able to make it through, but we're going to try. Brewer had told another paper that knowing that my father died fighting the Nazi regime in Germany, she finds criticism hurtful that compares the state's new immigration bill to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Okay. I don't even know who the hell she is, so I don't want to listen. If you get any kind of public office, why would you say any kind of thing demeaning, you know what I'm saying, about anything? Because you know people going to be, you know, looking at you with a microscope.
95% of the people are stupid. That's why.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, how did Bush get in there? Oh, my bad. Did I say that?
Money.
Let's go to New Zealand, Wellington to be exact, where a Grim Eater. What the hell is that?
Huh?
Crasher attended four funerals a week. Okay.
Nice. What are you trying to
do? Funeral directors in New Zealand say they are keeping an eye out for a man spotted crashing multiple funerals for the free food.
Nice.
Danny Longstrot, a director of Harbor City Funeral Home in Wellington, said a picture of the man, dubbed the Grim Eater, all right, was distributed to the, was distributed to the company's branch offices with a warning that he was spotted at several funerals, up to four events a week, attempting to take food home from the ceremonies.
The Grim.
I can't even give him an award for that, because that's just too funny for me, man. If you hungry enough that you going to funerals to get something to eat, I mean, you going past the church to go. Church got a big sign telling some free food. He go past that, and he goes to the funeral. Like, damn, people got better food or something. What? Damn.
If he really needs it, it's okay. And if he doesn't, it's okay too, just for being creative. I like it. Give him the award. Give him the award.
Can you imagine being the judge that has to try that case?
I mean, for real. Like, oh, man, here you go, brother.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, boy, look at here. We ain't give out too many awards today, but a couple of awards, man. A couple of people got awards. That's pretty spectacular. Let's go over here to the nuttiest place on the planet. You know. Yeah, you know. Oh, I mean the UK. Take those initials. Oh. Where Obama's brother has refused entry to the... Did he have a brother? I thought he had a stepbrother. Oh, no. Yeah, half brother. Yeah, that's right. What the fuck is a half brother? Then you half your damn self. What half is he? He the black half or the white half? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question, though, guys.
Yeah, man, when he comes to the family reunion, which side, which family is he coming to? You the Kansas side or you on the other side? What the hell, man? Barack Obama's half brother, whatever that is, was denied entry to the UK after being accused of a serious crime on an earlier visit. The Home Office has confirmed. Who the fuck is the Home Office? All right. Samson Obama, who lives in Kenya, was on his way to the U.S. presidential inauguration in January when he was stopped at East Midland Airport, according to the News of the World. Fingerprint test linked him to an alleged sex attack on a British girl. Alrighty then. Man, you Obama's half brother. You telling me you taking pussy? You know that nigga bring your ass to America. You get all the skins you want. Believe you me. Bitch, I'm Obama's half brother.
What did Obama say? I
want to
talk to Samson.
Samson. Yeah, what is that new love story? Samson and Obama. Oh, my bad. That was below the belt. Below the belt. My bad. Montgomery, Alabama. Wow, Vandersloot. is charged with extortion. Whoa. Wait. Isn't this the same dude that's the international dude, right?
Yes, Jordan from the Sloots.
So what the hell is he doing in Alabama?
He's being charged there. He isn't over there. He's, where is it? Chile, Peru, one of those.
He's a guy got a Peru for a murder he did in Chile.
Damn.
He's extradited to Chile already. He's already there.
Yep.
Oh, they did catch him.
Oh, yeah, they got him already.
He violated so many international laws and shit. He's lucky the world don't hang you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, just after to send that dead body over here. Yeah, we'll hang him again. After you finish, send him on over here. Yeah, we're going to cremate him. Yeah, you send those ashes. We're going to reburn the ashes. And then we'll go ahead and throw him in the water. Now, that's some hellified punishment.
Well, he'll get 25 years in Chile, and afterwards he'll get extradited to the U.S., where he'll get another 5 to 10, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah, we'd be
up. He's saying he didn't commit this latest murder, though.
Yeah,
I did the other ones, but I didn't do this one.
No. He never confesses to anything. Oh, well, actually, he did, but he makes up stories, and he claims a lot of things. And those things that he claims were proven to be wrong, and some way with the help of his father, he managed to get away from that. So,
yeah.
Actually, really stupid that he keeps falling back in old behavior.
But unless they don't have DNA evidence, if he denies everything, he never confesses anything, he can't get away with
shit. Yeah.
Not in this country, you won't.
Well, if anybody wondering what the hell we talking about. A Dutch man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba was charged in Alabama with trying to extort $250,000 in return for disclosing the location of her body. Damn, you just get sick about a minute, don't you? A criminal complaint by the U.S. attorney in federal court in Birmingham also accused Vandersloot in May 2010 of promising to describe the circumstances of Holloway's death in return for the money. Damn. Well, I ain't even got enough time to give you all three awards. Shit. Didn't I give him three awards yesterday? Yes, I think I did.
I think you did, yeah. Gave out three.
Yeah, you got three.
Girls, can you say it's dumb? Okay.
I give him two awards.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
All eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat your ass like a runaway slave.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
Commercial break, people.
Taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
1 minute to auto-destruct.
The hell you gonna have a commercial break when goddamn 5 minutes left of the show? What kind of shit is that? Yeah, you know I keep moving. Australia. Dead patient checks out of hospital. Oh. I found that like what? Like, well, that's just normal, man. They do that all the time. Yeah, that's an Australian thing. Yeah, Foster's is for beer. A hospital in Australia is apologizing for a man's death. Right. All right. Sorry, killed him. Yeah. The catch is, he's still alive to receive the apology. Oh. The Australian Broadcasting Company reports that Peter Thornton had been admitted to the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne in early March with a severe stomach pain. After lying on a gurney for 12 hours, he checked himself out. But when he visited his general practice doctor, the doctor showed him a letter from the hospital saying he died on March 9th. God damn. How did you die? You ain't even in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
How did he check that? Hey, he's not in his bed. He must be dead.
Like, damn, that is fucked up. Well, last but not least, people, we're in California, where Congresswoman, white supremacist, is behind Arizona law. You don't say. Wow. I've never heard that one before. A California congresswoman is pointing the finger, isn't that racist? Oh, at white supremacist groups, who says, 10th hour, who says she have inspired Arizona's new law cracking down on illegal immigrants. Republican Linda, Representative Linda Sanchez, Democrat from California, told a Democratic club that white supremacist groups are influencing lawmakers to adopt laws that will lead to discrimination. Although they did put Obama in there. Sanchez told the newspaper after her speech that she based her accusation on an online blog. Wow. I ought to give you an award for saying something stupid as that. Asshole. But I won't. Because,
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Yeah. She's an asshole. So, don't forget, people.
Hi, I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win the game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
Yeah, that was real.
How old was that sample? Beta and VHS?
For real.
All right, we're going to end this thing with Jim Carrey doing the Vanilla Ice.
Yes.
While I do up my laces, this kind of thing happens every show. Yo, I gotta learn how to tie a bow.
What's your real name?
Robert Van Winkle.
Why did you change?
Nothing rhymes with Winkle. Punk, punk, punk. Oh, yeah. I'm white, and I'm capitalizing on a trend that's currently rising. Mix it with Curly and Larry and Moe.
Whoop. Hey, yo!
When's it gonna stop?
Maybe never. I become richer with every endeavor. I'm living large and my bank is stupid, because I just listen to real rap and stupid.
If y'all don't remember that episode, man, that is the episode from A Living Color. You know what I'm saying? Going down, and that was one of the funniest episodes, man. Besides Fire Marshal Bill, yeah, those episodes. Hey, you see this? You don't think about this right here. This is the Bill of the Milo.
Hi.
That I'm Bill of the Milo.
You
gotta give it up for men on the film, too. That was funny. And
bitchin'. The at-home workout with Vera DeMilo. Yes. We're gonna
be getting
an
at-home workout.
Hi, I'm Vera DeMilo. And thanks for tuning in. You know, before I learned how to exercise properly, I was a poor excuse for a woman.
Yeah, man, he's fucked up. Man, he's fucked up. Oh, man, he's fucked up. Oh, man. All right, people, yo. You have to say, thank you, Donkey, and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying, to everybody around the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Alex Jax, Heavenly Angel, Prophet Jacko, and Mr. Cyanide. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. Also, who else stopped up in here? Jamie Havocon, Florida UFOs. Who else have popped up in here? We have any else? Anybody else?
No, I don't remember anybody else. So that's a shame. The more people should come.
Hey, yep. Missing out. Well, hey, you know. And when are you officially migrating over to Tenacity Radio? Go ahead and give us a promo.
It's already happened. And what I'm doing now for the next month or so is I'm going to do the first 15 minutes of my show on BTR, like, you know, BTR simulcast with Tenacity. And then when the guest comes in after 20 minutes, if you want to hear the guest, you have to go to Tenacity and listen to it there. So it kind of helps switch everybody over to Tenacity. But I'm going to be doing that for about another month and a half. And then I'm going to stop doing my regular show on BTR on the weekends.
Now, when you said, and I heard you said that you can't simulcast. I mean, why can't you call, you know what I'm saying, into your show, you know what I'm saying, through Tenacity?
I can. I did that the last couple of shows. I just want to, you know, make the move permanent to Tenacity for the weekend shows. I'm still going to do, like, Blog Talk event shows and stuff, like, you know, once in a while. I'll do a show on BTR, like, you know, just me and the friends or whatever, just talking. But, like shows that I'm going to have guests on, I'm going to keep that for the weekend on Tenacity Radio.
Oh. All right, yeah, that's what's up, man. Got to keep it moving. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If I go, I would like to do, you know, maybe a show or two, because you do get paid through them, correct?
Well, yeah, they got the opportunity to get sponsors, not like BTR, which they pay you, like, 5% or whatever the sponsor is. So you get like $5 a month. You know what I mean? Here you get like 60% of whatever the sponsor revenue is comes in. So you have a chance of making a really good amount of money. Of course, it helps also if you get sponsors and stuff for yourself and you bring sponsors to the network. But they're working on actually getting sponsors for the shows. So as soon as they start getting all sponsors for the shows, when you start putting commercials on your show, they're going to pay you revenue for those commercials they play on the show. So, yeah, you're going to get paid for being on air and playing commercials and stuff like that in between your shows. It's going to be a real radio station, basically.
Yeah. That's you know, I've graduated, I think, and, you know, I'm ready for the next level. And,
it's a
you
cool
know,
place.
Doing this free BTR shit is all right. But, I mean, time is money and money is time. You know what I'm saying? And if I can get paid for doing the same shit, well, I'd rather get paid. You know what I'm saying?
I see. <you.
laughs> Yeah, I'd rather get paid. So, on that note, we're going to get up out of here with your single, since everybody loves this song. This is hip hop. And I will holler at you guys on Monday. This has been Scandalous Biatch.
That's a great Saturday. Weekend, everybody.
Right here, live Starship Spelling Prize. Y'all already know, man. Have a great weekend. Keep your head up. And stay blessed and unstressed. We are out. Peace.
Out.
Dan Power.
Come on. Yo. This is hip hop, homie, and the phone so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my head around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. Down his rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I could say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands on? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, sense to flame. Now love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in a fight G. Past the mic, me trying to vision what I might see. I thought I'd paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to.
gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict, see the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negative, just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIT. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldier. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud. We just hold out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. It just needed some new logic for your hands. The Jackal, see now, let's go!
Now, if they would've asked and I would've told, then I would reply, hip-hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop.
Thing with this one.